I remember Mari Hajima. She was beautiful.
Oh,
was
oh, just oh, hey, hey, no. Oh, oh, oh my!
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
It's okay to abuse young boys. Okay, I will admit it. I think Pen Pen is really
Arutohime
and hot.
All right, and we're back for another episode of Macross Speaker Podcast, and we've got one heck of a lineup. But first, I want to apologize to everyone for what you are about to hear. And with me to help apologize
is Save.
And look, we had episode 5 of the podcast all lined up, and we had a very special guest planned.
Yep, it was very simple, very direct. We were going to do a Macross 7 podcast with the special guest was Patrick Galbraith of the Otaku Encyclopedia. And he's currently in Japan. He had some time and he agreed to come by. And I arranged it, told Tochiro Hiro, and he had to call the troops. And then from there,
We got everyone lined up. We got Renato lined up. We got Gubaba lined up. And then Renato dropped the bomb that he had another guest lined up. And that was television's own Matt Ault. So everyone turned up, and with everyone having watched different things, we got some sort of conversation out of it, but I'm not sure if you'd call it on topic.
Well, I think it's due to the fact that not only do we drink during the cast, both Renato and Matt were drinking before they got here. And Patrick is always intoxicated. So when he got here, not only did Patrick drink with us, he drank all the beer by the end of the
night. Oh, yeah, no, he emptied the fridge.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
We're kicking cans over by the end of it. But so look, we just thought it was necessary to throw a quick note in to let everyone know what you're about to hear. And we did do, after the main mayhem part of the cast, we did sit down and do news and what we've been up to and things like that. And I was originally going to recut this so that those came first, but when I went back and listened to it, it just didn't flow. So I'm going to present it here in the order that everything went down.
Yeah, and in 30 years, we'll recut this, take it out, just like Tom Mori does.
So now for a pretty much completely unscheduled, unscripted, unplanned episode of Macross Speaker Podcast, the somewhat semi-official podcast of Macross World is Gwyn Campbell, known as Tortured on the Boards. And yes, I went and saw Do You Remember Love in the Cinema last weekend just to see Minmay's tits in high definition.
Can I ask you something? Was that actually on film or was it like high definition video projection?
It was the Blu-ray remaster, so I'm not sure if they then put that onto a film.
If they projected
or just played
the
Blu-ray,
that's kind of weak sauce. I hope they show.
Well, they only did 3 screenings of it, so that's what I kind of thought they'd do.
By the way, for everybody listening, this clicking sound is a Teikotoku 140th scale Orgroid.
They did do a film, a 35mm print showing in Roppongi 2 years ago.
Roppongi, wow.
But that was also just one screening.
Well, speaking of Roppongi, with me I have
Renato. Why is that?
Why am I synonymous with Roppongi?
I know what you do at night. And also at the back,
this is Adrian, also known as Save.
And special guests this week, we've got a plethora of them. Last seen crawling out of a yokai's butthole, we have Matt Ault Ohime.
Matt Ault, also known as Sao Tome Ault. It's not that I don't wear women's clothing, usually. Yeah.
No, what are you better known for, Matt? Your work on yokai books?
I actually, many moons ago, used to be a regular poster on the Macross World boards. And
really?
through no fault of Macross World or anybody but my own laziness, have not been on there at all recently.
Do you remember what your name was?
I remember Love. I do remember Love.
Important part.
My name was probably, I'm going to hesitate to guess, Matt Ault.
I never would
have
guessed.
It might have been Ault Matt.
No, that's like The evil world version.
Yes,
of it, right?
But
right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like Bizarre World. But I'm actually, yeah. I'm probably better known as the co-author the of Shut up, I'm talking about my books here. Yep. Yokai Attack, the Japanese Monster Survival Guide, and the upcoming, soon-to-be bestseller, and going on sale this week in America, Yurei Attack, the Japanese Ghost Survival Guide.
Didn't you also do a ninja book?
Ninja Attack, the Ninja Survival Guide. Yes, I did.
I'll take that check later, Matt. And also with me... We have Patrick Galbraith, also better known from such publications as Mechademia and the
and the Moe Survival Guide.
How to survive Japan today.
And the recently published Otaku Spaces, which got a review on Japan Times this morning. Oh, thank I saw you, yeah. It got a very favorable review.
And on Neo Japanese. That's long right. Interview that's, with you was, on neojapaneseme.com or whatever its URL is. I think I should probably, we should put that in there at some point, whatever.
We'll put it in the notes. So, look, we haven't had nearly enough alcohol yet, gentlemen, despite what it might sound like.
Patrick here is high on life, I think.
I think so. But look, whenever we have guests on, we always ask them to give us their first Macross experience. So, Matt, would you like to go first?
Sure, I remember Graham and Sean and I were together, and it was very romantic. There were candles, and actually, Graham, thank you very much for taking care of me in Hong Kong. I don't mean that in a weird way, which probably sounds very weird after saying that. But I meant that in actually taking care of me in a very nice, friendly way when I was in Hong Kong a couple years back. Thank you. My first actual Macross experience was a bazillion generation dubbed videotape of the Do You Remember Love movie that we got at a Star Trek convention.
Okay.
Because they didn't have anime conventions when I was a kid, and we liked it that way. And, man, we watched the hell out of that tape. Or I should say, we watched the hell... We had money shots in that. I actually didn't even realize there were human characters in that, I think, because I was so busy watching Itano Circus's over and over and over again. And then I realized there's actually a plot and people in it. But I'm basically a Valkyrie fanatic, so...
Okay.
That help?
What's your favorite Valk?
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez. You know, the problem
is there one other than the
well,
big one?
Okay, I'll tell you, rather than telling you what my favorite one is, I'll tell you the one I need right now so the listener can send it to me because they love me so much. The one Takatoku Valkyrie I'm missing is the 155th Max. My address will be posted later on this program. You can send me any extras that you have. I actually, it's not even a rare, particularly difficult to find piece, but it's just, I've been lazy, you know. But
I have a reissue. Then,
no reissues, yeah. Man. Reissues weak, man. I want Takatoku.
All right, Patrick, you can elaborate more if you like. But
what? Elaborate on what's going on here?
Tell us. No, you don't give people all the.
I know very little about Macross. Actually, I mean, I just recently started watching the older shows. I mean, I grew up, my older brothers loved it, and so I mean, it was, when I was a kid, I know it was there. They left their toys laying around, so I played with the toys. I never watched it until I met this guy, Adrian Lozano, a couple of years ago. And he's like, you have to watch it because it's like all he talks about.
I mean, that's when you meet people in the street, that's the first thing he
that's
says,
That's what he
right?
talks like, about.
Second, are you coming to Macross World never having seen Macross?
No! See, I watched Robotech! I watched
Is it Robotech World?
It's not Robotech World. I've said the word that shouldn't be said, but I mean that was
That's
there too.
Right. I edit this.
And
I watched
Macross Frontier, so I have the beginning, I have the end, and I have Macross 7. So that's my perspective, right?
You haven't seen Plus?
I saw Plus, right? I saw Plus. Actually, that probably was the first one that I remember seeing.
Okay.
So Macross Plus, yeah.
Because you're like 12, right?
No, I think I got that on when the DVD came out. So that was
Zero?
Also relatively recently.
Zero?
So. Plus.
No,
plus.
There's also one called Zero.
I don't know Zero.
You're going to have to beep that out, man. Actually, most people don't.
So how?
I'm here to learn.
So you said
I'm
your brothers liked it, but what was the first show you actually saw then?
The first one I remember seeing was probably the movie, so probably Macross Plus. But then after that, since I met this guy, he's like, you have to start watching Macross. So I went back and I watched the original Robotech and then watched Macross. Then Frontier was on, so I watched Frontier, and then I didn't like Frontier all that much, and so I went back to 7.
Funny that.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
You didn't like Frontier at first,
mm.
and then you got to the Galley of 4 episode,
and then
when Ronka
that's
did
right.
the whole Kida
that's
thing,
right.
you
right.
said
that's
it was right. game over.
That's is that liking Frontier, or is that liking an idol character? I could have just been watching Idol Master, I would have been like 20 times happier. How about that? So I don't have to...
Did I enjoy Macross Frontier? I don't know. I don't know. I like to talk about it. Did I enjoy it? I'm not sure. I don't own the DVDs, if that's what you mean.
Well, I'd expect you have the Blu-rays, at least.
I don't have the Blu-rays.
Damn it.
They don't have either.
Ownership of a show, like, indicative of actually liking
I don't know. I think if the things that I like to buy.
This is like the Quentin Tarantino, like, I have the posters, so I'm a fan kind of thing. If you remember, like, many years back, that was his defense of when somebody had accused him of copying parts of City on Fire to make Reservoir Dogs. He's like, I have the City on Fire poster on my wall, man. So it's so like,
I think, and you guys might speak on this better than I can, but the whole idea of being a fan of something in Japan is very, very much hinged on ownership, you know.
Yes, they're very into ownership here. Mm-hmm. Products, things, ownership. Mm-hmm. Whereas in America, being a fan seems to be about dressing like a freak and partying really hard at a convention.
Right.
Okay, all right, now that that's clear.
I made that distinction, by the way. That copyright trademark, 2000, whatever year this is.
The lines
by
have been drawn.
Matt,
I think that's
also.
It.
It's 12.
There's no crossing that line now. The barriers are there. You know,
we're crossing boundaries. Barriers. Let's cross. Let's cross it right now.
So you want to dress like a freak while you're in Japan?
I think I've done that.
I think you live there. You own that particular market segment, man.
So, no, I'm crossing those boundaries, buddy.
You own those clothes.
I'm bringing it.
Right, okay. So what we were going to talk about, we're probably going to talk about this thread that's been going on the boards, which is Macross has changed.
Macross has changed.
Isn't what it used to be. And there's a lot of old guys on chairs on their porches on the boards.
You know, it's not 1984 anymore.
Renato, check your watch. I think it is.
Have you gone back in time to 84?
Great Scott! Would you really? Would you want to go back?
Did you set your DeLorean to go back to 82? Excuse me, I was saying 84, but it's actually 82.
Well, 84 is when the good stuff happened.
Oh!
Ooh, interesting. Oh. Interesting stance.
Kid gloves are off. They're...
Can I jump in then?
Go ahead, please.
From my perspective, watching for the original and then the new one, I see a lot of idols in both. I see a lot of mecha in both. I see a lot of dog fights. I see a lot of, you know, three kind of like triangle sort of thing. I mean, maybe the male character's a little bit less, you know, manly than
themes.
He was. I don't think it's changed that much. So maybe the images look different, but I mean, is it really that different with the content? I mean, I'd like to hear from you guys. Is it?
Three of the manga.
What I think has changed is that the audiences are no longer
just men.
No, they're no longer a general audience.
Good Lord, no, there's women watching.
They're no longer.
What is happening?
It wasn't ever just
men. No, I'm saying they're no longer a general audience. It wasn't ever just men.
Well, no, the people that are having the discussion on Macross World are mainly.
That's you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people who originally watched the shows.
I never liked it. True.
Back when they were first out.
Rick's a jerk, too.
And. Japan has always been a society about products and shows catered and targeted towards a particular demographic, right? But those, up until recently, those types of shows have always had the potential to reach to other demographics. Whether or not they do so within Japan is actually rather irrelevant to the actual benefits of this show itself, because when you export it, you realize that other people can go in to those shows, okay? And in my case, I think I've mentioned before, my grandmother also enjoyed Do You Remember Love and the other shows. Even Macross 7. Yes, all right.
You watched it with your grandma?
I know, that's what
the I watched man. It, and I said, hey, Gran, you'll like this show. It's John Lennon in space.
The first rule of Macross Club is don't talk about Macross Club.
But it's not just otaku stuff. That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, in Japan, certainly, like, really hardcore science fiction people were like, oh my god, Studio Nue is making a show. And those people were somewhat disappointed. They were disappointed that the main Valkyrie was just a robot, right? And that wasn't even the show that Kawamori and company wanted to make, if you remember.
What are we talking about now?
I don't even remember.
What are we talking about?
Look, the show itself had potential. No, the original show. The original show had potential. Unfortunately, within Japan, it cannot reach outside of its target audience. It's got a target audience built into it. When it's exported, more people have the opportunity to go in, because the way that people consume popular culture in other countries is totally different to the way that they consume it within Japan. Now, the problem with Frontier, why has it changed? It's changed because now it's only...
First of all, you're saying it definitely has changed.
I'm saying it has changed.
Okay.
And the thing is that it is no longer accessible to outside audiences.
I don't see that in Japan. I see many people. No, we don't see that in Japan, but we're talking about worldwide. Culturally, how you define accessible?
Culturally.
Okay. So because
if I showed...
It's not accessible for a general audience?
If I showed an episode of Frontier... to my grandmother, she would not know how to decode these symbols that are being shown on the screen.
No.
On the screen.
No.
What's going on?
Actually, no, I agree. I'm just taking a picture of this toy. Sorry.
All right.
Actually, can I just decipher what you just said into very simple terms?
Please do.
I'm going to decipher this into very simple terms.
Please do, because the Rolling Stones Citrus Highball is soaking, and I'm
my wild turkey has actually given me the confidence I need to say what I'm going to say here. The original Macross series. My thesis is that Macross has changed, and the reason why is because the original Macross, I actually wanted to watch the episodes, and Macross Frontier, I don't want to fucking watch it all.
That's you changed. Yeah, but that's
I didn't change. I'm the same. I'm exactly the same. I am playing with Takatoku, Androids, and Valkyries right here. Right here, right now. I have not changed.
I'm talking about potential accessibility within the mainstream society.
I'm as mainstream as they come. Look at me. I'm 100% normal. Every way. And shape and form.
He's wearing a sushi shirt.
And playing.
Yeah, this should have been a video called podcast. Your shirt, man.
Look, the fact of the matter is... Okay, I'm the most normal person here.
I don't deny that. That's true.
I can blend in with normal society better than you people can.
Oh, boy, howdy.
Well, I mean, since you did say Adrian meets people on the street and says hi.
That's right. It's like, hey, let's watch Macross. Let's talk about it.
I'm hanging out with a guy here on my left who has a Zentradi stamp set. I'm hanging out here with a bunch of other guys who live in a house full of Wild Turkey and Macross model kits.
Yeah, that's right.
See?
We call it paradise. I don't know what
exactly. And
I saw your video with Patrick Macias where you have like a bunch of like translucent Valkyries.
Yes. So what's unnormal about that?
That's 100%
normal. How do you think that's part of my mating ritual? That's part of my call of the wild. That's how I scare women away from me forever.
What you're trying to say is that we're all geeks here and therefore we can't say anything about mainstream culture.
No, not at all.
I heard we're all geeks, but I'm less of a geek than you.
Actually, the ironic thing is I agree with you 100%. I think Macross Frontier, you know what I'd compare Macross Frontier to? Gurren Lagann, another show that if you don't know anything about Japan and anime culture, it doesn't make any sense. It's all based on tropes. It's all based on stereotypes.
I have to say no. I saw a guy from Sweden who's totally into like political movements. He came to Japan. He had no interest in anime whatsoever. He watched Gurren Lagann. He's like, anime's great.
That dude's weird.
I'm saying I think it can reach people. I mean,
no,
it's
of
like,
course
it's
it,
like
can. It can.
Manly robots. It reaches people.
Here we go. The Moe guy accusing me of being a manly robot lover. I am a manly robot lover.
I'm turning the tables on you. Okay. Here we go.
That would be one thing if loving giant robots was mainstream, which it is not. You can't get laid by going up and telling people that you love giant robots.
You probably could get laid if you go and tell somebody you like Fat Macross Frontier, though.
Well,
like, hey,
I guess,
love Alto.
No, you could probably get a stalker or something. I don't know. I mean, it's just. I need to rock this whole transforming robot thing.
I gotta say, this is the way you're gonna market these shows, okay?
Okay.
You're gonna make them marketable to grandparents.
Good. Yes. No! What the hell, man?
That sounds like a great show,
anime's
dude.
Anime's gonna be really cool if we have grandparents watching it.
Why? Macross Plus was cool, and Macross, do you remember Love was cool?
Macross Frontier, and brought to you by Depend Undergarments. And this episode...
Do you hear what you're saying? No!
Asian society, graying society,
right,
low birth rate.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, in Japan...
I'm suggesting a solution.
Okay, look, as was already said, you're in a department full of alcohol and toys and guys. We are the reason the birth rate's declining right here, okay?
But we're also the reason why Macross is still awesome.
None of us
are right.
Okay.
Yeah, it is
okay. Wait a second, what was the point? What are we discussing?
We should make it marketable to my grandmother.
I think that's ludicrous.
That's right.
Okay, I agree with what you're saying in a sort of like in a directional sort that's of right. sense, in a super dimensional sort of sense.
Yes.
But I don't agree with what you're actually saying, which is that you should make it more accessible. I don't know if your maybe you have a really cool grandmother. I don't know. I've never met your grandmother. She sounds pretty cool. She watched Do You Remember Love With You? I don't know what year that was.
She watched it lots of times, even when it was back on cable in Peru, because she says, oh, I remember the show.
Is there like a Spanish language dub of it?
There is, yeah. And it was shown quite recently.
So what's Rick Hunter called in Spanish?
Hikaru Ichijo.
Enrique. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Enrique Hunter.
Enrique.
Enrique. I wish.
Okay. Well, take things a step back to what you were saying, Patrick.
back when you had your faculty of speech, as you're saying, you look at the original, you look at Frontier, we see these common elements, right? You've got your idol singers in all of them.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and then you have the most recent sequel, which is Macross AKB 0048.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the cops again. Leave me alone! Oh, I didn't do it! Is that the cops?
That's probably, Richard?
It's Richard.
Door's open.
I'm going to use this moment for a pie break. I'm going to go take a little wank to South Dummy.
See, that's many people using the character in new and interesting ways right there.
Okay, that's good.
Wow, like, dude.
It's a flagon!
Wow, look at that jokey.
Oh, yeah!
Die jokey, wait look a second! I want a die jokey!
There's
a dude! Wow. That's wow, there's a huge mug of beer like the size of a baby's head.
It's the whole torso.
It's like a child's torso full of beer and chuggable.
Just drink that. Drink it now. Here we go.
You know, the biggest problem I have with Macross Frontier is...
Yeah. I think they're not going to use this, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, they will. No, I'm going to tell you right now. Here, close that door. Close that door while he's out. You know what the biggest... Here's the biggest problem with Macross Frontier. They named the...
Aruto-hime?
...main character after me.
That's right.
Okay.
They were giving him props,
and they make him a Bishonen, unlike me.
Well,
you are
beautiful.
I'm a he-man. I'm a manly man. I'm like an epitome of manhood. And they name him after me.
Are manly? They're totally manly.
And then there's pictures of him dressed in women's clothing in the latest issue of Shonen. Whatever.
That's true. It's true. It's true. That's shocking.
And they're calling him Aruto Hime.
That's right. It's true.
Aruto. That's fighting words.
It is.
That's fighting words. You know, Hikaru was like a clueless idiot when it came to women, but he didn't wear women's clothing. And actually, that's true.
Did.
And
if
you know what?
He had Min Mei's outfit. He's like, oh, Min Mei.
But it's funny because he was in a lingerie shop, and they said, oh my god, you're a perv.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And Aruto was like, hey, look at you.
This is the thing.
Why was he so beautiful?
Can I ask, people who are more into Macross Frontier than I am, why the
Aruto Hime?
Is Aruto wearing women's clothing? Okay. Why? Is he a fetishist?
He's not sure who he is.
Matt Alt, writer of all these books about Japan, you don't know about Japan because it's Onnagata Kabuki Yaku.
Okay, no. That's what I'm asking. Is he an Onagata?
He is.
So he
doesn't know what this is doing in Macross. It's like fine if you want to make that story, but why is it?
Okay, no, wait a second. Okay, I am a pilot of a giant
Aruto Hime
fucking robot fighting aliens in space, but I don't know if I'm a man or a woman,
He actually says that in the movie. He has to fly to be a man.
Here's my confusion, okay? Because there are men out there who derive pleasure from wearing women's clothing as a sexual activity, but they have no question about wearing a sushi shirt.
That has nothing to do with this.
The bitches love the sushi shirt. This is the hugest thing with the women. This is the women's.
What is happening?
Women apostrophe.
Let the man finish.
I didn't see a man. Yeah.
What I am saying is he a sexual fetishist who enjoys getting off on wearing women's clothing, or is this some gender dysphoria thing?
I think that's what it is. It was just a way to move the story in the last movie.
Oh, so it's a cheap plot device.
Yeah, I would say that is actually the part that I dislike the most out of that movie.
Oh, the earring?
I would even say that's where the plot actually stops. Everything, the pacing is really, really good in that movie,
that
up until that
stupid,
scene.
But it validates the first movie.
Wait a second. So are you saying the entire show is about the Earth being invaded by aliens, him fighting back, and then the plot hinges on whether he likes to wear women's clothing or not?
Yes, because he has to have these rockets under his skirt.
That's right.
I have a rocket under my skirt, baby.
This rocket device in the first movie.
Those rockets are not integral.
Okay, this is probably a dumb question. Does he sleep with men or women?
Neither. In the books, women.
He sleeps with Cheryl.
Yeah.
No. Okay. According to Patrick, he sleeps with children because he would have.
What the hell?
you like fight.
So. But wait a second. In the books, doesn't one of the characters have some kind of love bow and arrow?
The Aquarian?
Isn't that a different anime? Isn't that a totally different...
Well, who knows? No, like, let's get back to the
focus. Focus, people.
Wait a second. Is there a Macross Frontier anime? I'm only familiar with the Chogokin and toys. Do they actually animate something?
There is something there. There is.
I heard there's... Somebody told me there's an Aquarian show, too. I thought it was only a robot toy.
Really? I thought it was only a pachinko game.
Yeah, exactly.
No, hell no. There's a lot of gut tie in there. You gotta watch it.
By the way, a side note. Have you guys seen the Combatler V pachinko... anime.
Yes, the opening.
Sex. Aruto Hime. Being amazing. What the hell?
Yeah, you're like, there's no more sex. Let's not have sex. You have robots.
No,
like,
sex is fine. Sex is fine. Like normal, healthy sex between people. Sex. Anyway,
sex is good.
Giant robots combining, and then the satisfaction of combining.
That's Aquarian.
That is
right?
Aquarian. How can you not?
Have I ever said I dislike Aquarian? Okay, I dislike Aquarian. I can transform that Aquarian toy faster than anybody in this room.
But can you make it stand up?
Not without the stand.
Yeah.
Not without the stand, my friend. That's beyond my technology.
You know, they have orgasms when they combine.
Well, you know, thanks for clarifying that, okay?
Did you mean they have an orgasm when they combine?
I heard they caught that from Vandred, actually.
Yeah, actually, that goes way back to Mazinger Z when he is being attacked. When Mazinger Z gets hit with a weapon,
he's like, in there.
It's like, you know, it's imagine somebody scratches your car and you're like driving and you're like, oh, I feel like a scratch on the side of my body. That's like what Mazinger Z is all about. So that kind of connection with your machine, I think, goes way back. Anyway, we're all way off track here. Let's get back to people in anime have sex with.
Susan Napier and her, the armor is an extension of the body kind of thing.
Sure.
No, it sounds like we've got two camps here saying it's changed and it hasn't.
Wait, were you, which one are we each in again?
I said it was changed. Which one?
Which
so, I mean, to address Alto, I mean, Alto is just indicative of the changing audience. That
you know, they're
absolutely. I said
it's
more female. There are more female viewers.
They like the
Bishonen.
Yeah. I mean, did you see the second Frontier movie in the theater?
I've seen very little Frontier.
Okay. I won't hate you.
Actually, no. I've only seen. Okay, I'm just gonna lay it on the line here. I've only seen the first episode of Frontier, and I ran screaming.
No.
When we went to see the movie, it was amazing how many high school girls were in the audience.
Well, maybe I should start going to more of these movies.
Exactly.
if that's what you're there for.
Well, no, but you know, isn't that the trend in Japan in general that men like movies about little girls and little girls like movies about giant robots?
Well, it's no different to the trend in the US where, you know, the women demographic is driving stuff like Twilight. We're going to get a lot more stuff like Twilight in the future.
Sure.
We'll have a lot more anime with female looking male.
Yes, when's the 50 Shades of Grey anime coming out?
Oh, it's happening.
I mean, I think Frontier is just... the basic elements haven't changed. It's just a product of the audience.
So you're
yeah, I think the
me,
audience
so
changes and
okay.
the product changes
changed.
To fit those
so,
needs.
Okay, so, what your argument really is that Japanese people suck right now.
What? Oh, come on, no! You didn't say that. Argument? Don't put words in the mouth!
No, no, wait. See, I work at a Japanese company, so I can't refute that at all.
Okay, well, you know... I don't even know, you know, I'm just so confused by my... Do you have any women's clothing around here?
Andrew, I think, made a really good point
Joseph
about Moe.
Now, let's talk about Moe. I want to hear about Moe.
Let's not. That has nothing to do with Macross Frontier.
No, I want to hear
yeah, I know, but it has a lot to do with 80s shows.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
this is interesting. All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
For example, Renato is pointing at the Orgus toy on the table, which was
one of the ones I was going to bring up.
Yeah, the whole K-sama thing. Mospita, which I finished watching again recently with
Mint Rubble.
Yeah. Who is
my
so incredibly Moe.
What about Barney?
Shammy in the original Macross.
The mass murderer.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Boom. And well, that's the same actress, right? I think that same... We talked about this over lunch today.
We were really drunk then, though.
No, you weren't.
No.
You were drunk.
I only had half a pint.
Oh, okay. Well, this is what we were talking
that
about at
that single actress was responsible
for... Yes, yes. No denial. Okay, what I was saying to you at lunch over our pint was... Mm. And you guys weren't there because we were having the cool kids around the pint by ourselves.
Right. Frontier.
Exactly. We were having the people who don't like have Frontier Pint Club that you guys can't be part of. what I was saying is that those kind of moe tropes have been part of anime for a very long time. Yeah. But they're part of a nutritious and balanced breakfast back in the 80s.
Do your own
anything. And now, that's all you get. All you get is moe.
The uni metaphor.
Oh, yes, the uni metaphor. Okay, can I give you the uni metaphor? Uni is, as we all know, if we like sushi, sea urchins, right? I'm a scuba diver. I love diving. And if you go down on a coral reef, it has a huge variety of life on it. But if things get unbalanced, for instance, a single organism like an uni can take over and wipe out the entire reef. So you dive on it, you have a coral reef covered with a billion uni. Okay, yes, this is part of life, and this is part of nature and everything.
Patrick is laughing because he knows where you're going.
It is a symptom. It is a symptom of a sick biotope. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway. Okay, just wait. Yeah. I think that this means that we think that there's no variety in the stories or anime coming out. I challenge you to find like 20 series that have been hits from the last 10 years that are the same. There's all sorts of variety. I mean, is Haruhi the same as Fate?
Right.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're right. It's true. You're absolutely right. There's little girls playing guitars. There's little girls like driving cars. There's little girls driving spaceships. There's little girls like getting on top of other
girls. There's
a
lot of variety. There's been more variety in the world outside Macross than there has been inside of it. How about that? Like, there's lots of stuff happening.
Well, then how do you explain the fact that anime is not selling very well abroad right now?
I think it's because there's too many series that are turning over too fast, right? So, I mean, there's too many things for them to translate fast enough to get people. So there's not enough kind of demographic audiences. So you have, like, 60 series coming out. You can't find the people. It's not getting translated. They have a lot of subcultural niches. You don't have a lot of big hits.
You don't think it has anything to do with the fact that people abroad find, like, 13-year-old girls in fetish wear kind of gross?
Did they find Mulane gross? No, they didn't, right? So, I mean, did they find all the people Richard said gross? No, they didn't, right? So, I don't think that's really changed. There's been young characters in anime for a long time.
But the people that Richard
meant... Yes, no. So what did I say? You know, it's like, you don't eat Cocoa Pebbles, like, 5 meals
I do, with beer on them.
Exactly.
In beer.
You want your Cocoa Pebbles and a banana and some milk and some orange juice. You know that, like,
if you
want to
be healthy.
You know that bullshit picture on the back of the cereal that you always see?
Right.
And you're like, it's part of a nutritious, healthy... balance.
Do you
want to
listen to those guys? Those guys are trying to sell you shit inside the box.
I just want some
crazy,
orange
man.
Juice with my little girls occasionally.
I think what he's saying.
Okay, that's all I'm getting is little girls.
Getting, like, squirted on them, right? Here we go.
All I'm saying is
the
that
shows
I think...
that Richard mentioned, the characters, right? They were never the main characters. Now they're the main characters.
Is that the problem? So you're just a misogynist. You're saying girls as heroes aren't good.
Oh,
is that what
man.
You're saying?
Wait a second.
No,
what is
that's
this?
Not what
heroes
I'm saying.
Are not good. That's what I heard. Yeah, there's too many girls. Too many girls in anime.
Well, actually, pause. Can you name a mature woman who is a hero of a modern anime series? A woman who is, like, let's say she's 30 years old,
Model
in Scramble. Charge of her own sexuality.
Model
how about
Fate? Rune Ballot. Rune Ballot.
Tell me about her. Tell
Model
me about her.
Scramble.
Does she have a sister?
Well, she was an underage prostitute who was killed and is resurrected as a...
Wait, rewind! 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 Okay, she was an underage
helping your case, man.
Okay,
she was
an underage prostitute. Okay, just as long as we're not dealing in stereotypes.
Right,
okay.
Who gets killed and resurrected as a cheap man's Major Kusanagi. So...
Yeah, I'm feeling the...
She kicks all kinds of ass. That's pretty good.
Okay, is there a woman in anime who A, wasn't a teenage prostitute, and B, isn't a manslayer of epic proportions?
I think we're looking for Misa Hayase for the 21st century.
I'm looking for a woman, like, on the street. You know, like, women? Like, the women that you run into out there?
There's so many
sometimes
women.
Sometimes they like beer, sometimes they like curry, sometimes they like to talk about things other than Macross. Women!
Wait, no, we just slipped. We're talking about women inside,
far, man.
Now we're slipping
too
outside
far.
The narrative. And it's
okay, what about... Was it Michiko and Hachin?
Tell me about them.
Which I've only watched 2 episodes of, but was kind of like it should have been the follow-up to Bebop that never... recently finally got licensed by Funimation, even though it's a 2008 series.
So, okay,
there's a younger character here, but there's also an older female character who's kind of like a role model and protector for her and is an ex-con and kicks all kinds of ass.
Was she like an ex-prostitute?
No, but I mean, if you call her.
Well, the example I was that I was thinking you guys were going to raise to destroy me was Misato from Evangelion. I know this is like an old
series. But
that's
not racist. But what if we raise something more contemporary? Is, yeah. What about Boa Hancock?
You know,
what about Nami?
Can
what
I
about
just tell
all
you something?
Shonen Jump female
it
characters?
It is so frightening to me that Evangelion isn't contemporary anymore. Kids, when you get to be like in your mid-30s, like the things that you were into 10 years ago feel like 5 minutes ago. Really.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. I have cousins who say, oh my god, Pokemon, I remember playing these things with a kid.
Okay, as far as realistic female characters, how about something like Eden of the East?
How about the girl in Pokemon? She's pretty realistic.
Is she? Wait, come on.
I'm just kidding.
Nobody here is watching Pokemon, like, right?
Why not?
I mean, I don't think that that's a narrative-driven, deep, complex character type story.
But it's
right?
mainstream
Which
show.
Actually why are we attracted to a story like Macross? Because there's something there to it. With Pokemon, it's just basically an advertisement for the game, right?
Like
I think that's the reason why.
Kind of like Macross is an advertisement for Takatoka Toys. 155th scale, buy them at your local toy store.
They did good things with it, though. They did really good things, as far as I can tell. I mean, I think.
Well, Macross is really the last toy sponsor-driven show, I think you can say. The last real, serious. There were a couple after that. There's Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
That was after him?
I think so. It was 1980 something or another. Whatever the case is.
But yeah, what happened is that those animators created that show and then they moved on to the OVA market. So it stopped being about selling toys and just about selling the actual software itself.
And that's a damn shame.
Can I say something? Just to answer your previous question, Matt, then. I mean, the elephant in the room for me with this discussion, you're asking who the strongest kind of role model, good female character that everyone kind of admires has been as of late, and Cheryl No. Is it?
I thought you were going to say Saotome Ault.
She's an adult.
No, I don't know your cousins.
No. no.
But Cheryl No, is it? I know so many female Macross fans who just look up to her as you know, as
she's
a role model.
She's a bodacious babe, man. I mean, let's
she's
just
powerful.
Be honest here.
Yeah.
In what way? What'd she do?
She punches Alto in the face twice in one
movie. She can sing and save the universe, man. That's something.
He punches like
I mean, when she wants something
like a
done.
Starbuck? Is that what she is? Like a, okay. like a Battlestar Galactica?
When she wants
style?
Something done, she's like, hey, I want to hire the SMS. Here's my credit card.
Alien. Oh.
Does she have a healthy sex life?
Yeah, she's after Probably. This dude, right? I mean, everybody in the galaxy wants to be with her. I think she has a pretty healthy sex life.
Why is she after the dude that is dressed in a dress?
Because he's the only one who doesn't seem
because
to want her,
because
right?
she's known
she likes
him from childhood.
You can't explain love. You're telling me to explain love to you? I remember it, but I can't explain
the real,
okay?
The real question you guys aren't asking is why I'm so obsessed with the sex lives of fictional characters, but whatever the case is, I take your point. That Cheryl might be I'm taking your point because I can't really.
Well, I actually
it one
think
way or the
Cheryl.
Other.
How you like them apples, Renato?
Yeah, Renato. Yeah, you lose.
I would say that Cheryl is the strongest female character in anime we've had since
the girl who was a prostitute.
Since the major in Ghost in the Shell.
But Kusanagi isn't okay. Wait a second. Kusanagi is not a good role model for. Okay, let's just put aside that Kusanagi is a stereotypical woman who has to be more powerful than a man to be accepted in a world.
And Starbucks
full of men.
Not.
Well, absolutely, but Starbucks I think is a more complicated character than Kusanagi is, at least in the anime for.
Nah, she can only control one body at once, so.
She doesn't have no Tachikoma. Oh, or excuse me, Fuchikoma, or whatever the hell they're called in the anime.
Yes, Mandy.
But she is a kind of, to me, the example of going the extreme other way, which is, and look, you know, I don't want to say that women or men in anime need to be like average men and women, because if they were, you could just go to school or work and get all of our entertainment needs by interacting with people around us.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, well, you know. But anyway, it's the point is that to me, the moe trend, no offense to people who like it, seems to be dominating the anime world at the moment, and I don't think that is a particularly healthy, what's the word I'm looking for?
Trend?
No, the trend itself is fine, but it's all you get these days.
Well, I mean, we are kind of off topic, but I'd say that the moe boom's kind of on a on the downturn at the moment.
There's tons of other stuff.
There's a lot less.
What?
Look at all, the jump series are there, right? So you're like talking about the most popular stuff is Bleach, Naruto, One Piece.
Yeah, but those have been million for sellers, like a million right? years.
That's actually, so you look at the number of manga sold. Those are the million sellers.
I love, look.
The stuff you're getting like in the Y or something like that, you find in Akihabara, that's not selling many copies, right? So I mean, why are we saying that this has dominated the market when it's obviously not?
And
you're talking to someone on the street and they
want
to
buy a Kyodai.
I think, yes, exactly. I think Uchu Kyodai is the
future. I love how I'm just defeating myself in my own examples.
We've got Space Brothers, we've got Space Kids Brothers. On the slope. We've got
Vigicott. How is Space Brothers? Is that hard SF or is it like lame hard SF?
It's not SF at all. It's a drama. It is...
Well, geez, you just really sold me on that.
No. That is the selling point for me. Because people do not relate to SF here in Japan. They
not anymore.
Do not.
Who? Wait, who? What?
No,
what
are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis? What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. I want to make shows for grandmothers. And
what is with you and
grandmothers? Grandmothers? I want to share the theater with my grandma. Why? God!
Okay, I think we know what color panties you wear now. But, you know, I like grandma too.
It has to be transgenerational, cross-cultural. It has to be...
Super-dimensional.
Super-dimensional. It has to be accessible to everyone.
Not cross-gender. It's interesting that that's not...
Okay, let me ask you something. There's got to be something. Okay, let's pick a film. Let's pick a film that we all agree was a seminal moment in...
Back to the Future.
No. Let's talk about...
Oh, wait. Do we all like... How do you feel about Blade Runner? Do you like Blade Runner as a film? Okay, Blade Runner, do you like it? Okay. Would your grandma like Blade Runner?
Probably not.
Yeah, hell see, mine wouldn't. She wouldn't even be able to figure out Blade Runner. So that film sucks by your definition?
My mom
and
likes
you
love.
You remember love.
By my definition.
Remember love. It's amazing your grandmother likes Do You Remember Love? Because that is a pretty, like, richly cultural show. Yeah, I don't think you can really divorce it from Japan and really understand why a man would go into space and get a tuna for his girlfriend. Without...
The tuna is not in the...
Oh, it is? Yes, it is! Oh, it's in there briefly!
Oh, no!
It is briefly in there. It's in there as briefly as the Alint Seeker.
It's not part of...
There.
It is true.
It is.
it's not part of the movie, though. It's not part of the actual plot.
Look,
they point it out. It's not part of the plot. So
it's
didn't get the girl...
It's like the Budweiser can. It's like the Budweiser can.
I mean, to put my grandma in the same category as Renato's...
Don't put her in there.
We watched Star Blazers together when I was a kid, and she was really upset when Captain Okita died.
Really?
Oh. So
interesting.
There was an example of a show that had a mainstream appeal.
Interesting. Your grandma was into the oldest person in the series,
exactly,
might I say.
Oh. He was pretty hot, the old
I
he
just
was.
Wanted him to
he
take
was.
Care of me, if you get my drift.
I just wanted him to take his hat off.
I wanted him to take his beard off. He's like this.
Santa Claus, kind of. Just take care.
Here's a present
Snap
for you.
Sit on Okita's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas.
Oh, are you a naughty boy this year?
I want to see my wave motion cancer.
Let me use my Cosmo cleanser on you.
We've come a long way, haven't we, from Yamato to now, haven't we? Okay. Same kind of
anyway, bearded happening. Men in anime. There's also Captain Dan from Vanguard Ace. Like, bearded men in anime and manga is kind of a scary trope from the 70s that I'm kind of happy is no longer around.
Yeah, I'm
seeing
it in the Grand.
Well, it's in Macross Frontier.
3.
There you go. Yeah, Zanbot 3. Excellent reference.
They have one in Macross Frontier as well.
See, I would like to bring this conversation back to 1976, please.
Oh, okay, here we go.
We're not. Back when Moe was in the closet. No, it wasn't in the closet. No, you know what? You know what the great thing about Moe back then is people were embarrassed to consume it back then.
That's right.
Then.
It's true. It's
but
true.
now they are completely... The problem is now that people who are into... I love how I'm just hijacking this conversation about Macross and the Moe is that Moe aficionados have become the mainstream, but they play the perpetual victim all the time. That is, like, to me, that's infuriating. Not because they're into Moe, but it's because you're the mainstream. Why are you pretending that you're still some kind of downtrodden underdog?
But if everybody seems to be hating on them, right? If everybody seems to be hating on them, aren't they the minority? If everyone's like, I hate you. Isn't that like a reason to feel
okay,
like
okay, imagine this. Imagine this. Everybody, we hate you, but every single possible anime coming out is Moe. So,
I think that works. It works that way if you look at kind of like seasons, right?
Sure.
But if you look at what's actually possible, popular across seasons, which is actually a much better definition of what's popular, they're not really Moe series, are they? Right.
I guess it depends on what you call a Moe series. Like, if for Renato, a Moe series is any series he can't take his grandmother to. For me, Moe is...
You're not going to live that down, are you?
I don't want to. I'm proud. I'm proud that Japan could, at one point, have made a show that is transgenerational.
Moe series to me are sort of like, they're sitcom-y in a sense, where they're all driven by the character design and very little about what the plot is.
Well, also the human relationships, I think. Yeah. Right? So not just the character design. You can't really drive a story with the design. You drive it with the interactions between characters. Sure. The same way you did in Macross, when you have the triangle relationship that kind of drives a story, right?
Do I want Misa, or do I want the really rich idol singer?
You want the bridge bunny.
Who do I want? I think so. She's got a kung fu dandy for a boyfriend.
She wears the same dress all the time.
Or cousin, excuse me. She does wear the same dress all the time. She would be rich if she was working for Johnny's Jimmy Show, but unfortunately she's on that.
They got blown up.
But Lin Kyle's working for Johnny's Jimmy Show.
Lin Kaifun.
Especially now. Did you see his haircut?
Whose
haircut? Who's
they changed it.
What, is he in the other room? Why are you pointing over there?
That's where the manga was. No, is he here. I'm pointing at this.
Oh, okay. You were pointing like in a totally different direction. Is he going to
I thought the book was over there.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on. Just for the listeners at home, I'm looking at...
Macross the First,
and...
You think we still have listeners at this point?
Oh, my God, man. Gross, dude. His hair is like kind of like pudding poured over his head.
It's Misa.
Oh, is that Misa?
Well, no. I mean, it might as well be, right? How can you tell? You can't Misa. You can't tell.
I like Claudia. I think Claudia is like the most intelligent person on board that ship.
I have no idea what we're talking about. I'm going out for a smoke.
That sounds good. oh, wow, look, Minmay. Look, here's Lick Hunter in his bunk bed looking down at Minmay, who's showing up in her little
Aruto-hime?
Me dress, and he doesn't know what to do. This sounds very familiar.
Well, some basic themes never change. You could almost say that Macross hasn't changed.
You can almost say that people who watch Macross haven't changed. And I guess that brings us back to our original topic, you win. A winner is you. A winner is
a
you.
A winner is you. Where's that from?
A winner is you is from an old Nintendo game. That's localization at its finest.
All right, well, I suppose that topic's not going anywhere else, so...
Put a fork in it, it's done. What was that? I don't even remember where that topic started or where it ended. What's the next topic? Let's go on to the next topic.
Well, we were going to talk about 7.
Are we?
Yeah.
That's for you guys.
Okay.
There you go, beards.
There's beards.
Wow, lots dude, beards. That reminds me of like Hoshino, who did like 2001 Nights. Like every man in his manga has like a beard.
And us.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's better.
Okay, is there any... Monday, right? Well, those are some serious butt cheeks. Oh, that's Yamato. Okay, that's a different... Wow, those are like some bubble butt going on. I like big butts, and I cannot deny...
Female fighter pilots are gonna...
You other brothers.
No, wait. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers cannot deny.
When a girl walks in with itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Want to pull up?
You know that butt was stuck. The juice is wearing. I'm hooked to the camera. Stop staring.
Oh, baby. I want to get with you. I'm going to take your picture.
Now imagine that.
I think we just found the theme song. Theme song. That better be at the beginning of this. You better transplant that.
Now imagine that all of the music industry was just that song.
Yeah, how would you feel about that?
It's not, though. It's not. If you said Sir Mix-a-Lot was all rap, it's a lie. It's a lie.
No, that is a lie, but it's true that little girls are all anime right now.
Okay, so you're saying that if there is a young female character, that it's unacceptable. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all.
I think that I'm just saying that if every anime
is centered on prepubescent girls in fetish wear and is consumed exclusively by 40-year-old men who have never kissed a girl in their lives.
There's a dude over there who likes Lagrange. Lagrange is a great show that happens to have cute girls in it. What's wrong with that?
I don't even like the show anymore.
Oh, come on! You are full of it! Why did you watch it? Why did you like it?
Like I said on the previous podcast, because of the Chikaseka thing.
Actually, I'll handle this. I learned it from watching you.
Nice.
No, the local governments are in cooperation with the committee, the production committee. And so what they do is they say, okay, well, we're going to... they have this kind of like Jersey club that helps the local community. So we're going to have this in real life. And therefore, we're going to have more tourism. We're going to have more this, that, and the other. And so, look at shows. I mean, you can't sell toys anymore. You can't sell CDs anymore. Everyone's downloading everything. And you can hardly sell DVDs anymore.
Sure,
so what they're going to do...
have a devoted audience, right?
But they're dying off. And so what you're going to do is you're going to have to make it part of society. Mm. And for me, that is the most exciting part of the whole Japanese animation thing. That finally, something is being done in the real world. People aren't just watching and consuming the shows themselves.
Your whole thing is because it's based in a real place in Japan.
Not because promoting it's based. That. Not because it's based. It's not just based there, but the actual local government.
I seem to remember
how he
was as well, and so it, was K-On. So
the local government is saying, hey, let's get in on this.
They
and
did that with Lucky Star. What? I mean, come on.
This is on a different level. No, Lucky Star was... Even the people at Lucky Star was were like... the people at the Shrine, they said, oh, you know, we don't like these otaku coming over here.
Wait, Lucky Star fans? You mean 30-year-old people who are on sex offender lists?
Exactly. All these 30-year-old guys coming over to pray to our shrine, you know, they're messing up the atmosphere, man.
Have
That's
you,
what they were
have
saying.
Have you been there recently? All the people in the Shoten Gai are in on it. They're all getting in. They're all kind of trying to make
yeah,
money
now.
Off of Lucky Star.
Yeah, but that's...
So
after the show was produced.
Effect,
that's
right?
after
so
the
I mean,
show was produced. That's
it's,
after.
It's actually helping this.
Guys, remember when
yeah.
anime used to be set in like post-apocalyptic wastelands and deep space
but
and like out by
okay.
Saturn?
Apparently, that's not okay. We need an actual setting in real world.
No. Yeah, because you can't do that anymore. So this is what you can do. And the other thing with Uchuu Kyoudai as
well,
Space well,
that,
Brothers.
That means things are changing.
Uchuu Kyoudai
is what's bad. So if it was good before and now they're doing it in setting and now it's bad, then don't you mean that the changes are for the worst? But you're saying it's a good change, right?
This is a good change. Yeah.
Okay. All
this
right.
is a good change.
I'm asking, for some consistency. I'm asking.
No.
You're
saying
no.
animation
okay.
by committee, because you're saying these people went in on it because they can kind of form it to the way they want it to be. But it still has to have Moe Girls in it. So either way...
The Moe Girl is probably not coming from the local government authority.
That show isn't doing shit.
No,
you know not. That. It's not doing well, and it has Moe Girls, so it kind of defeats your argument. And it's made by committee.
Ooh.
So,
it's not doing well, and it has
but
Moe
second,
Girls.
Wait a second,
it's not defeating
has
my
Has any
argument.
Anime not been made by committee in this country? I don't know if people listening to this have any idea, but 99% of anime in this country, maybe even 99.9%, are made by production committees.
Of course, but
who,
he wants a specific... group to
who
guide
make, like
his
in
anime
in the real world making kind of
well no no I think if I might interpret for you for these people I think what you're saying is that the most interesting trend in anime right now is incorporating real life places into anime like Summer Wars did that. Kappa no Ku did that.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring Yo-Kai back in.
Did that
they
5
did.
Years ago.
Crusher Joe did that.
Megazone did that.
Hoke General Ken did that.
It was set in Fukushima.
Exactly.
Can I, if I could repeat my point? When Megazone was made, I don't think the city, the ward of Shinjuku in Tokyo said, hey, it's great that you're making this show
so
about...
You're trying to say Megazone 2-3 was no good. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, why would I...
Oh, well, cause...
Actually, what he's trying to say is Megazone 2-3 was awesome.
Right.
Let's talk
right.
more about
so
Megazone 2-3.
Why did you
2-3?
Need a committee?
No, Moe! There's
because
no Moe!
There's
no
an idol singer! There's
no!
All these...
Aruto-hime?
No,
nobody
do not watches
fucker.
It
The
with
whole
that.
Thing hinges on this.
No, the whole it thing is... hinges on the garland. That's the only reason anybody watches that. Nobody watches for the girl.
Because they want to see a robot fight with a knife?
What if half are watching for the garland, half are watching
you know what?
Aruto-hime?
Yeah, I'm calling Shinji Aramaki right now. We're calling him up. Why?
I'm sorry,
why
I watch it. We can only have robots.
Yes!
We can only have robots.
No, no, no. You can't only have robots, but you need to have women. There's other women. Okay, let's just... Can I just stipulate this? I'm going to set this on the table here. You guys can feel free to deny it or argue. Okay, what I'm going to say is, okay, in this world, there are more types of women than teenage prostitutes, idol singers, and 13-year-old girls who play guitars in...
You sad.
I knew you would deny it.
You're living in a fantasy world, man.
I would like to see. I would like to. I like women. I
like
a variety of women.
I would like to look at Macross and look at those character types and say that they're the real ones, right? So Cheryl Gnome and Ranka are the real girls, or Lisa and Minmay are the real ones. I mean, I don't think we ever were aiming for reality, were we?
Well,
I mean,
No. I don't know that we're necessarily. I don't know if we're necessarily aiming for. Like, look, do I want to have an extended scene where she's on PMS? No, but what I do want are women who have motivations that I can kind of ascribe to women that I know in my life that have motivations that are actually really quite similar to guys, as far as I know. They want the things we do.
So does Ranka. So does Cheryl.
I think it makes it more. But I think what I'm saying, it makes it more relatable to. Audiences which are normally outside of those circles.
But these a lot of people who weren't into anime or weren't into Macross are watching Frontier because they like the characters. They find them relatable.
That is true. That
they
is
find
true.
Them relatable.
That,
right?
He's got a point.
He does. You have a point. You have a point, but I actually have a better point. Who's ordering the pizza?
Where's the pizza?
I thought you were leaving.
I was, but now I need to order you pizza.
Have we talked about the musical yet?
Have we talked about pizza?
No!
We're doing, yeah, we're waiting for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Cheetos, Twisted Puffs. No, I'm cool. Give it to him.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, come on.
Reading
Matt,
Cheetos.
So tell me about Moe, Matt. What's your problem with Moe?
I don't have any problem with Moe. I think people who are into Moe are great. I think my issue with Moe is that it's everything these days. It's very difficult to avoid it. You go to Akihabara and all you see are, as I've said about six times in this podcast, 13-year-olds in fetish wear. That's not my interest. I'm just not interested in that.
Can I put a possibility on the table for you?
Uh-oh.
That is, there's plenty of stuff out there that's not Moe. You just possibly have to look for it because that is
okay. I can accept that. But do you realize how weird it is that I have to look for the shit that isn't underage fetish porn?
Do you really think that if you walk into Staya in the 1980s, that you wouldn't have to look for what we now consider the good stuff?
I was in Staya in the 1980s. Stuff. It was all like Crusher Joe and cool shit.
They didn't make enough Crusher Joe to fill a shelf.
It was one little tiny corner shelf.
Now this is an argument I've made on the forums before. Okay. I'll give you the brief version. For everyone who complains to me that everything is Moe and by extension Japan doesn't make good anime anymore.
Okay.
Now, if we look at this in terms of not necessarily originality.
This includes 90% of Macross World.
Sure, okay, right. Okay, okay.
Not necessarily in terms of originality, but in the past 10 years, we've gotten, you know, the newer versions of the Evangelion reboots. We've gotten.
Those are actually awesome, by the way.
Three movies and two OVAs, the direct sequels or remakes of Fifth of the North Star. We've gotten a Raoul
series. Those aren't
great.
Okay.
We've gotten Macross Zero.
That's.
We've got the City Hunter sequel. We've got several iterations of Gundam, which were good.
Okay, but you're talking exclusively sequels. Do you remember when were kids?
No, I said originality notwithstanding.
Okay.
Stuff that isn't Moe is still there. It is just very much in the vein of IPs.
Okay, listen, when I was younger. Look,
when I was younger, back in the day,
younger than I was before,
last week,
10 years ago, I didn't have any friends that were into anime.
You don't have any
friends
now. Wait, what?
He has many friends now. That's a good thing, isn't it?
And they didn't know, they didn't really care about anime. And then I showed them Macross Plus and they were like, oh, this is cool, right? I could introduce people to anime. Yeah, there's lots of different anime, there's lots of different genres, there's lots of different things. So, you know, you could, like, choose whatever you want. I can't do that anymore. I like to recommend things to other people. I think that a lot of fans don't really recommend things to other people.
Okay, can I give my personal anecdote?
Yes.
You can, but Patrick raises his hand.
Jump in right now, Richard.
I need you, Richard. When I was in ninth grade...
Okay, all right.
I was back in the day,
What year was ninth grade?
Oh my god, don't even ask me. I had a whole bunch of anime books, and every book had at least one picture of the shower scene.
That's right.
And
so,
people at my school, the books, they would immediately gravitate towards that. Mm. And then I was branded the Japanese porn kid.
That's right.
Awesome, right. Dude. But
because of like cool. One page.
But the books
same
are made
that
for those
to me
people.
With the This Is Animation Megazone book.
Okay.
Look, the books are made for those kinds of people.
That's only two pages in the entire book.
Yes.
But they're the best two pages. When I was in high school.
So if people are gravitating towards it, then you still look like a pervert.
When I was in high school in the 80s, like literally the same thing happened to me. Robotech was on the air because I went to high school from, I graduated in 1991. So we're looking at like the mid to late 80s, the early 90s, and Robotech was still like being syndicated on the air. And I remember a bunch of football player guys on the football team came to me and they're like, we heard you have Minmay in a shower scene.
Okay.
And
don't fuck them. All right.
I gave them the copy of Macross the movie, and they Arutohime fucking loved it. These are football players. These are guys who are probably like young Republicans now or something. Actually, not even
right,
young
but then
anymore.
Again, the version but, you gave them had like blood and gore in it.
Well, the version I gave them had been dubbed about 600 times.
We will talk about that at length,
and so you could barely see anything. But actually, getting back to your original point, I agree. The problem is not is because there's so much moe, the anime industry is in shambles. There's two totally separate issues. The issue is the anime industry is in a shambles because nobody in the anime industry can make enough money to actually make a living at it. So the only people who go work in the anime industry are people who are kind of outsiders and people who are very excluded from mainstream society at large. Like, and so what do they do? Aramaki. They make, no, not like Shinji Aramaki. Actually, that guy is the perfect example of the exception that proves the rule.
Okay.
He is making shit that is like Starship Troopers.
That
like
makes
I
no
think
money.
we can or Appleseed, which well whatever. Anyway, the point yes, the point you know, look. The point of this is that you kind of have to would have to be crazy to work in the anime industry.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who works in the anime industry is kind of a little crazy.
Okay.
And so what you get are people making things they want to see, getting approved by people who are like them, who want to see that same thing, and they know that what sells.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you get is, and this is, we're getting back to my uni metaphor, can we get back to my coral reef metaphor?
Yeah.
What you get is a symptom, not that the moe is bad, not that being into moe is bad. If you're into moe, God, you know, life's too short. Watch 13-year-old girls.
Because Patrick's
no, I want this
no,
guy
he
to
wasn't.
Be
he was saying that before.
Your happiness is paramount to me.
I would like to jump in here. I think that actually from the 1980s when fans began to produce their own anime, already we're seeing it. So Gainax is a good example. Okada Toshio was like, hey, I like boobs. And that's why you have boobs in Gainax stuff, right? Okada Toshio once said, all you need to make a success in the 80s is a girl and a robot and make them in space.
I agree with that. I'm in full agreement with that.
So I mean,
Toshio Okada, I love you.
I mean, if Okada Toshio is saying it,
he doesn't
answer
my emails.
Beginning, it's supposed to be the beginning of like
everyone.
He's supposed to be like, you know, the Otaku King, and he already knew that you need the Bishoujo to make it succeed. They were only doing fan service.
No. Wait. Rewind. He said boobs and robots. Usually post-pubescent women have boobs. Prepubescent women don't have boobs. That's who's in right now. Prepubescent women.
Okay.
If you're saying a hot
So this
chick,
is age. Age is the problem.
Yes. Okay. If you want to call me
You
an
guys
ages,
at home, you should see the veins on Matt Alt's neck right now. They are standing
out. Learn the veins in other places.
The main vein. Look, all I'm saying is you will never hear Matt Alt arguing against hot women and robots ever.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. What I'm saying is adult women.
What you're saying is fertile women. So you're saying
adult women are mainstream.
They could draw a 12-year-old with tits and we'd all be happy.
It just happened!
That's the problem! That's the problem! The problem with Japan right now is ascribing secondary sexual characteristics of mature women to immature women. That's the problem.
It's virginal but willing.
Let me just be clear here. I don't think a two-dimensional character has an age because it's a fictional character.
That is such bullshit. That's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard. That is huge bullshit.
I don't think Minmay looks like a kid. I don't think she does. I think that Misa could equally as look as young as she does.
Wait a second.
What was the Robotech line? Wow, she sure doesn't look 16.
Right. I mean, come on now.
Misa, wait a second. You're saying to me, whoa. I'm looking at.
When is showing Matt Ross the first?
I actually don't know how old Minmay is, but I don't think she's 12.
That's what you need right there, that page.
Somebody is showing me Minmay's breath. I'm going to go to
this
jail for
this
image in my head.
This is her.
You're all going
birthday.
To jail. All of you.
It's
so
just
now,
pinning
now
the middle
saying
to her chest.
Okay.
It's
is
over.
No. Productive.
No. What I'm saying is that the majority. Come on, you have to admit that moe is not about women who are 30 years old.
Okay. All right.
Will you admit that?
There has to be a certain kind of youth, right? We're talking high
Macross
school.
Macross wasn't about women that were 30 years old.
Misa
was 19.
She wasn't 19.
Bang.
She was 19.
She was an old 19, though.
19's
legal! 19's legal!
Legality! Rehears its ugly head.
Come on, Obasan.
13
Obasan.
Not legal. Obasan. 13 not legal. Can we get on the same page about this? 14 not legal?
It depends what prefecture you're in, apparently.
Oh, Jesus. Wow, look at the time.
This conversation is weird.
Well, I was just listening to.
Do we agree that
for another podcast, I was listening to the Misa drama album, and there's the whole bit where Foker is like berating Misa
world?
For not.
No. Are there rules against
sitting and eating a fruit parfait like a normal 19-year-old girl would?
That's abuse of a child. Wow. Yes, it is. They're abusing the shit out of Shinji.
We now return to the argument of progress.
It's okay to abuse young boys.
Jesus.
It's not okay to abuse young women.
Let's slap the shit out of Amuro, but let's not.
Amuro, okay, wait. Age of Amuro. Age of Amuro. How old is Amuro?
15.
See? Life's tough for boys sometimes. That's all I'm saying. See, okay, I'm a guy, okay? So I can deal with the fact I was 15 years old, I can deal with the fact of, damn, adults are pushing me around. Shit, this really sucks. But that's a lot different from being 14 years old and being a
Arutohime
sex object for a bunch of 40-year-old men. That's gross, dude. That's grody.
Have you talked to the girls who you know about men first started staring at
them? Oh, no. Okay, if we're talking about in the world, when men do gross shit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yes. Men do gross shit. Let's admit this. let's just admit this. Men do gross shit. Does that mean it's great that every anime has a 12-year-old protagonist who's like hyper-sexed?
I don't think that means 12-year-old protagonists.
Okay, some are 11.
I think it would be hard actually for you to name a bunch of really popular characters who are 12-year-olds.
K-On.
They're in high school.
They're 14. Jeez, shit, I'm sorry, man.
They graduate.
Arutohime. King of the people in Evangelion. 40-year-old men are buying hump pillows out here.
There are all these Evangelion.
We should have done this in front of the cool guys. What's that?
You're selectively looking at some things and you're missing others. You don't want to see certain things. Actually, Evangelion is a lot of character driven. Yeah, it's a character driven story.
Okay, I will admit it. I think Pen Pen is really
Arutohime
hot. That guy, dude.
The things you were going to say, that is not the one I was expecting.
He likes Evie Sabir. He's short and quiet.
Hey, you know, with that lady at the sushi bar yesterday. This tops this on every level.
I'm not even going to really try to bring us back to Macross.
Macross.
Yes, please, bring it back to Macross.
I'm happy with this being this separate discussion because we'll just explain and give people timestamps so they can skip this. but if you look at Frontier, there is only one moyish character in the entire series.
Yes, the Nyan, let's eat my pork buns thing.
But she's the main character.
What about Mini
Clan? Well, Mini Clan's like, you get the best of both worlds, don't you?
Oh, come on, no.
No.
Let's talk about Mini Clan.
She gets to be 12 and post-pubescent.
And she gets to be huge and kick
which
my
is the
ass
same for all these other characters who are transforming
actually,
girls,
actually,
right?
You know, there's... Oh, yes, that's true. It's like Jim. She's truly outrageous. She gets to transform from 16
Remember,
to 17.
I like Macross Frontier. Mm.
So do I.
I really love it.
In fact, yeah.
I love Macross. Not Frontier.
Not Frontier.
How do you guys feel about Zero?
I like Zero.
I love Zero, but
did you like
Japanese
the end of Zero?
Like Zero?
I liked the end of Zero.
You didn't think it was too...
The makers of Zero did not like the end of Zero, for crying out loud.
But I did! But I liked it.
All right. Okay.
I didn't really understand it, but I was okay with it.
Is this another one of those examples of letting Kawamori write the show?
No, because he didn't write the show.
Oh, okay.
Hiroshi Onogi, who, according to some wrong sources, lying sources, rescued Frontier.
Okay, all right.
How do you really feel about that?
I know intimately about this.
Okay.
I know intimately.
Uh-oh. Speaking of which, last week I went to this panel and Onogi was there and Izubuchi, the director of Yamato, the new Yamato, was there.
Oh, you're talking Izubuchi.
And Onogi's
also
like,
Gundam Double
A. Izubuchi's so hard to work with, and Izubuchi's like, damn it, I gotta be better to work with than Kawamori.
Nice.
And everyone's like, oh!
Nice.
Let's go back to your...
Yeah, so...
back to your regularly
scheduled. Hiroshi Onogi wrote Macross Zero and did not write any episodes of Frontier. I don't think...
What's happening?
The fact that Kawamori directed it means that the ending has to be nonsensical.
Okay. How many women writers are there in anime?
There's Keiko Nobumoto.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She wrote Cowboy Bebop and Macross Plus.
Yeah.
So she's a Watanabe.
Macross Plus and Watanabe.
Interesting. A woman wrote the two anime series that are the most interesting and accessible to foreign audiences.
But, wait. Before you go
why
there.
Why are you staring at me for that? like Matt always suddenly leaned forward and was
I meant Matt Patrick, sorry.
I know what you mean. But there is a problem.
Uh-oh.
Because...
She's actually a man.
Okada Mari is another up-and-coming female writer, and she wrote Aquarian Evil. Which is
there
hey,
was also
Clamp wrote Card Captor Sakura. Takashi Rumiko wrote Urusei Yatsura. Let's not talk about women not being involved in the anime industry. They are, okay?
Gundam
they often
Sea
do character
Destiny.
Design, they often do scenarios. Let's
That's a
it.
Chick show! My Aruto-hime? Giant robot show got turned into a chick show. When did that happen?
This is your problem for going out of the UC. You played the
exactly.
field.
That's why it doesn't
and
exist.
You paid the cost.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
You
that's
know.
Right.
Gundam Seed. Gundam Seed Destiny.
Yes.
Oh no.
The one of the main writers was female.
Yes, right.
And Renato's
grandmother.
And no, it was not Renato's grandmother. It was the script editor's wife, and she kept turning in scripts late. And everyone was getting upset about this until they announced that the reason that they were late was because she had a brain tumor.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's tough.
Yeah.
Well, yes. This is, you know, I mean, actually, anime industry is notoriously hard on people's health. Like Satoshi Kon, for instance.
Yes.
Like,
oh, every job in Japan is hard on people's health.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the anime is particularly difficult. I mean, I don't think people abroad realize how horrible it is to work in the anime industry.
Or in Japan in general, but yeah.
In Japan.
Well, I mean, working at All Japan is actually kind of great.
It's great. Hire me. Please.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
But you're a professor! You're like a professional moe lover!
I can teach English in Neikaiwa! I'll happily
can
work
you translate?
For you.
Can you translate games? Who can translate games?
I can!
Yeah! Benny? All right, All Japan got some
as
people.
As long as there's no time deadline, I can do it.
Jesus. Okay. Well. Wow. Okay.
Press start now.
Press start now, guys. A winner is you. All your base are belong to us. Can you get that level? Can you reach that level?
I can reach that level easily.
Take off everything.
Anyway, yes. Where were we? We're talking about underage women again.
Can I jump in?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I think most people who actually introduce people to anime choose Miyazaki Hayao, who's a dude who writes about young girl characters. So are we saying because his characters are young girl characters, because he's focused on them for 20, 25 years, because of that, no longer can we introduce people to anime using Miyazaki Hayao?
No, because they aren't hypersexualized. Give me a...
Aruto-hime? May I bring in a personal anecdote here?
Which one? The young girl?
Possibly.
Okay.
Well, what is this?
Wait. Personal anecdote time. I went out with a girl back home.
This is getting juicy now.
Yeah, no. Okay. 6'2" Irish brunette.
All right.
And
Boy,
it. And she... Patrick's when I told her I liked anime, she got really freaked out because she was like, oh, I think all of that is like porn.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know...
He's the king of Japanese porn, remember?
Right. Yes, what we need to do is sit down and watch Totoro.
And Orotsuko Doji. Yeah.
And Orotsuko Doji.
No!
Back to back! No!
So we sat down...
It's not a bad idea. You can see the variety. Okay.
No,
yeah,
so we sat down, we watched Totoro, and she completely fell in love with it.
Yeah.
She completely fell in love with it, although during the bath scene, she was kind of... She crossed her arms... And she...
Around you?
No. Around her own
area.
Body parts.
And apparently, she told me later, was thinking, okay, here it comes.
Wow.
That would have been an interesting Totoro.
Wow.
Right. That's a director's cut, obviously.
That's the, yeah.
Jesus.
And,
Criminy.
So then later, we watched... Together, Spirited Away, in the movie theater.
There's a lot of baths in that movie.
Yes, and she did not notice the kind of sexual... How can I say it? Subtext.
Is there a sexual subtext?
Yes.
To Spirited Away?
Can you show by?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
To Spirited Away, yes.
Some people claim this. I don't necessarily buy into it. See, the problem is that that's a subtext, whereas in Moe, it's the
Aruto-hime
text. It's the only text.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, yes, you can analyze Totoro to death about it.
No, I don't think you're going to find in K-On, you're going to find, hey, you know, Yui's working in the sex industry. No, that's not there. There's no text. What the hell?
But you know what? She is working
in the sex industry. And this is why we have doujinshi, everyone.
She is working in the sex industry because she's in a moe anime.
That's everybody's doing that with all the series, including Miyazaki's.
Can we talk about Crusher Joe somewhere?
Crusher Joe.
I'm beyond trying to follow any.
Hey, you can't even rent that anymore.
I'm just supposed to be emceeing this shit. Bring it back in. Rein it in.
Yeah, rein it in. Come on, be the navigator. All right. Navigate this.
So, on the topic of Macross 7.
Okay, moving on. All right.
So, moving on. Now, as those in the know may know, there's two Blu-ray box sets coming out later this year for Macross 7. They're finally pimping us for more money.
Yeah.
Finally. I mean, I haven't spent enough this year, not with the TV box set, the movie box set, or the new Valks. No, nothing at all. So, when that comes out, we'll be doing a few select episodes, screening it and getting together and doing a cast. Yeah. But on a more generic level, on a more overall level,
yeah,
I want to sit down and talk about Macross 7. Because it is the 15th anniversary of Dynamite 7.
Yes, it is. Actually, yeah. Given Patrick, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Fighter jet piloted by a dude playing guitar in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Talk.
I loved it.
You did not.
Actually, of all the Macrosses I've watched, it was my favorite. I'll tell you why.
I was surprised.
Yeah, please justify this.
I'll tell you why.
Let's hear this. Justify this.
So, in my experience in the Macross community, everybody's fighting about which girl it is, right?
Well,
but in
that's
the
your community.
In the world, yeah, in the world, it's like the triangle, right? I mean, it's like, so that's the kind of thing, right? It's always the triangle sort of thing. But in Macross 7, right, what you have, right, is you have a dude who's not interested. So actually, there's a male triangle.
Right, so you have an asexual male.
There's also the female triangle, so two guys competing for the girl, right? But he's not interested in either. So actually what you get is you get this dude that's kind of doing his thing, right? And so actually
Patrick
people who
hasn't
like
hung
him,
out on anime ski
people who
where
like,
everyone cares about the triangle.
Wait a second,
Everyone is like, which one did Milane choose?
I just think for me personally, I think that if you like Macross 7, you tend to like Basara. So the guys who like it, the people who like it, tend to be actually they feel closer to me.
Okay,
like
Rockstar,
right? Like
Rockstar,
Miriam,
World
opinion.
Savior, not interested in sex at all.
I like Chie Kajiura.
He's singing to the universe, man. He's not singing. He's singing to the whales. Okay, he's not singing. He's singing to, you know, Shiberu. He's not singing to human beings.
Last time I checked, most
this
people.
This guy is awesome.
I mean, look, if you're asexual, that's fine. I'm not saying you. I'm saying this is a global you. If you're asexual, that's fine, you know? But I don't know that that represents... I have a giant robot. I'm the greatest guitar player in the world.
And he refuses to fight.
And I'm not interested in the opposite sex or my own sex. He's not interested in anything.
See, doesn't the fact that he can somehow pilot using the guitar as a goddamn joystick...
Yes.
Doesn't that freak you out more?
In Dynamite
well,
7, he gets into a normal Valkyrie... with his acoustic guitar.
Yeah, that happens.
And he's still piloting it with the guitar.
Because he's that awesome.
Dude, F-14 pilots can do that.
I mean, how do you know which fret is the missiles and which fret is the speaker?
Because he trained, mother...
Okay,
that's why.
Yeah.
I would love to see Bob Dylan pilot an F-14.
He probably could.
He'd be too slow.
It would be John Lennon.
Yeah, you need like Yngwie Malmsteen.
That would, okay, that's fine.
That was
across the universe. What is Basara? Is that like hair metal? What is that? Idol? It's like Backstreet Boys shit.
If you listen to Fukuyama Fire, you can hear the songs the way I think they were meant to be presented.
Keep in mind, they're all written in like a really short period of time.
Yes. People were like...
They were all like written in like a week or so.
A week or something.
Yeah.
They're so awesome.
You know, genius can come out of that sometimes.
Well, he's in the show.
Sometimes.
Well, he's actually in the show, genius.
Yeah. Max Genius.
Yeah.
And do you know? Do you know, Renato?
Of course.
Do you know?
Captain Max.
Yeah. Yes, Captain Max, he's called a genius for pulling a sentient alien life form out of his battle pod and shooting him in the head. To which everybody laughs about.
That's
also marrying a giant alien.
You know, I don't think I would have gotten big. I think I would have just stayed small. I think I would.
So
that would have been an interesting
version.
No. I'm saying I would have left her big and stayed really tiny. I think that would have been a more interesting relationship.
Have you seen the movie Talk to Her?
What's that?
Have you seen the Spanish movie Talk to Her?
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe you should rent it.
Is that
That's exactly what happened.
Jesus, wow. My fantasy
comes
to life.
What you're telling me, Matt, is that you want to be Pedro.
Okay.
I think I revealed too much of my own self here.
My girlfriend watched Macross like about a month ago. I think I mentioned it last time. She watched the TV series.
Are you still dating?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
We broke up over Mospita. Yes. She attacked me with a butter knife, and it was all right. But she thought that the whole knife fight sequence was a dream sequence when she first started watching it.
No, that's true. No, it's a dream sequence of the people who animated it.
Right. But we watched Do You Remember Love like two nights ago, at the end
of it. Which we'll get into,
She shouted, "This is masterpiece."
This is masterpiece.
I feel the same way.
It's just like that new reissue of The Convoy.
I'm going to put this on the table here. Renato's an asshole for not telling me that it was showing in a movie theater 2 weeks ago.
No, I did tell you. I told you it was still showing.
Oh.
It was.
Oh, was I not listening to you? You're still an asshole. You're supposed to make me feel your song.
Wait, once these guys.
But you.
Whatever.
You said you didn't like the Blu-ray thing.
Well, I think projection. I think digital projection is kind of suckitude.
Yeah.
I think it should be 35mm. Like, how can we liberate that
Arutohime
print and show it? We can do it.
No,
this group can do it.
I can.
They did that two
years
ago.
Yes, we can.
No,
they did that 2 years ago.
No, we can't.
In Roppongi.
I'll say that much. The remaster looked a hell of a lot better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hold on.
We have to line up all night outside the theater rented.
Actually, it came back. Yeah. Come back from Macau. Got off the airplane. Went straight to the cinema.
Wow.
You know, he's hardcore.
So yeah. was it really scratchy and nasty?
Yeah.
There were lots of. Like scratches on the print and whatnot. Yeah. And
did some dude stand up and go, "Minmay!" Like right there at that part in the scene where was that person?
Yeah,
there
ran
was someone there.
They actually apologized for the print quality before they ran.
Wow. Okay.
Because they dug it out. But
you know, I noticed pizza isn't here yet. I'm just noticing that.
But I mean.
Don't shove Cheetos in my face.
All right, so Patrick.
There's still some like ding dongs or whatever over there.
You can eat ding dongs or you can eat Cheetos, but you must talk about Macross.
Like I said,
this is pretty awesome.
Like I said, paradise. Now, Patrick. So with the original, I mean, lot of people think of Seven as the true and only sequel to the original. Would you be in that camp or?
You know, I don't know enough about Macross. For me personally, I'm here to learn, but I just have to tell you, I think Macross had the most compelling characters. I mean, so let's talk about male characters. Let's talk about Basara, okay?
Uh-huh.
So Rick is like, "Oh no, what am I going to do?
Who the hell is Rick?
Let's talk about Alto. Alto's like, "What am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah," right? Let's talk about Basara. Basara goes and gets shit done. Right, he gets it done. He goes out there every time. People are like, "You suck, don't sing." He sings, right? Like, "No, don't do that. Fight people." He doesn't fight people. He does it, right? He has a philosophy. He follows it from beginning to end.
Kind of like
people
Richard
say, "Don't do
it."
I just have to say, I think that he is a badass
a
male character,
anime character,
which is missing from so many other characters, so many other series. So I think that's why Basara just kicks ass. How about that?
I think that's an interesting take on it.
The end.
So you're not going to agree with me on the triangle thing, but you're going to agree with me on
Basara, all right?
Huh?
Let's
come together on that,
absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Can I hug that Minmay doll while I make my response?
Sure. I think. Adrian, it's yours. It doesn't stand up.
Actually,
right.
I was just looking for an excuse to hug the Minmay doll. I actually have no response to that.
No, I think that's an interesting take on Basara, and definitely one I don't hear very often, because he does come across as kind of, well, he doesn't really have that much of a character arc. He doesn't really change all that much.
Oh, I think he does. I think he does. Because he's growing up as a being of the universe, right? So people say, for example, Adrian told me that he hates Dynamite. I have to say
it's normally very noisy.
I think it's awesome, all right? He says that he thinks that the characters are no good. So you have the big kind of dude there. It's like, oh, there's a BL scene. You have the little girl there. It's kind of the OL. It's the Lolicon scene. All the dangerous things are there in Dynamite. But you know what? Basara does not bite. Every time. He's like catatonic. And then he's like, "The whale! Sing to the whale!" I mean, he's like, he's totally in another dimension singing his songs. That's why all of his songs are awesome. He's not singing to you. He's not singing to me. He's singing to Shiberu. He's singing to the whales. He's singing to the universe, mother.
All right.
That's a badass character.
So if that's your take on Basara, then...
Yamayo, Kingayo, Olero Dakike!
Yeah!
Try.
How about that?
So, anyway, let's talk Milene then, because a lot of people I know love Milene because you know, she's a Mikimoto character. She's very obviously a Mikimoto character. Yeah. She's in that vein of a Minmay, of an Ishtar.
Yeah.
And yet she is the most underage Macross heroine.
But do you really think age plays an important part in this story? I think it's about her growing up.
When there's an inherent love triangle as one part of
But the not if formula. One of the members is not involved.
I never saw
and
it Bastida as a,
isn't
as a
really
love triangle.
That involved in
I
triangle.
Never saw a love triangle.
Well,
there.
But there was relationship
no
stuff
triangle,
in there
okay?
because Miri was pushing Gamelin so hard.
Yeah, right?
But that wasn't
the real love triangle of Macross 7, I think, is Basara, Civil, and Giggle.
Oh, that's like totally different from what a lot of people. That's awesome. That's awesome right there.
Thank you.
Because that's the part that I love the best right there.
Okay.
That was the best part.
Power to the dream.
Oh my god! I cried! And they kept milking it. It's like three times. I'm like, no! Sting, you mother. Sting! I was so.
Anima Spiritcha!
And my grandmother liked that part too.
Really?
My mother likes everything!
Oh, and my roommate, my French roommate who wasn't into anime at all.
And do you now have a roommate, Renata? No. What happened to a roommate?
I grew up and I got married.
Who's that old sourpuss?
Cute, man.
Mike, can I have a beer?
Sure. But yeah, I mean, but even so, you have Milene, who's a 14-year-old character, being pressured into a relationship.
But that's like Omiyae, though. I mean, that's what the parents are for. It's kind of like a cultural thing, I think. And if you really think that the male character is taking advantage of her, I think you're totally missing the point.
But Milia is an alien.
Right.
Why is it a cultural thing?
But they don't treat her
produced
like
in Japan,
an alien,
right?
It's weird.
Seeing, right?
So, what do you think about Milia being domesticized, as it were? Or
right.
Because a lot of people have an issue with
she's
that.
Still
you know?
A
she was,
she's still a boss.
Right, well, she was a badass, and now she's like she's wearing aprons
like
and shit.
No, she's like a badass mare.
And
she's
a beret.
And a beret. Part of the beret.
Right. Kicking ass, taking names, right? No. Let's not talk down about domesticity. You're
she
saying,
left
because
Max.
She's not
how much
people?
More of a badass can she
she's
be?
Like, oh, genius. Go play with yourself. No, that's... No, okay? You're such a smart dude.
Talk to the hand and then use it.
That's right. See, how about that? That's like... That's a ball-busting alien, okay? Let's not talk down about me. Don't. All right? This is like...
It's not me. I'm just saying. This opinion exists.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Because I heard it on the forums. Reddit, rather.
Well, so, I just
don't
where you're coming from.
I'm
going to
take
so
a
So you've got the Japanese... Yeah, Omiyae angle of them setting up daughter.
Right. Then so for me, actually, the Mirenu thing is not actually whether she's going to get, not actually whether or not she chooses one or the other. For me, it's a growing up story. So she chooses freedom with Basara, who's just going just crazy out there, or she chooses a kind of stability with the marriage, and she has that kind of domesticity. So for me, the rock versus the home life is actually, for me, that's the whole thing. And it's the whole theme of the entire show. Can you be controlled or can you not? Basara cannot be controlled. So eventually she has to choose domesticity. She has to, because she can't be with him. Because he's like a total loner. In the end, he has to leave his band, right?
And the liner notes to Refire kind of support that, because...
He never came back?
He never came back, although you've got Macross 7th Code, which shows him... On
drugs.
Macross. No, not on drugs. On Macross 7.
He's a rock
7,
star, dude. Cut him some slack, okay?
Sorry. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He's an asexual rock star.
Yeah, so he's got the drugs and rock and roll, but not
yeah, no
sex.
Sex. Exactly. Right. So he's kind of like.
That's why
about...
he's so creative, okay?
Right. Yeah.
That's why he actually gets shit done.
Exactly.
He's like writing. He's like writing songs. Everyone else is like, oh no, what am I going to do with my life? He's like, oh. Come on, people!
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a badass dude.
The come on,
right
people
there.
Part. You know
no,
when
don't.
He was.
Are you really gonna?
because when he shoots. No, he, what is it? when so.
I don't know what you're talking about, Renato.
He shoots from the hip.
Speaking of chummy on people.
Yes. That whale when it explodes, people think it's blood, but it's not.
It's pollen.
It's protoculture.
It's quote unquote pollen, right?
Right. Which
and
means that the whale came on him.
The whale came on him.
Because he was
come on people.
Well, what happened? She then, when he finally reached her, she's like, ah! He totally made her orgasm with his voice.
Absolutely.
How about that?
I think you just found your theme song.
Right, it's in the morning. I think some songs that
said, "Come on, a baby."
Come on, a baby.
Yeah. Come on, so, a baby. No, no, come on, us, a fire.
Give us your overall take on Seven and where it fits in the overall.
I'm one of those people who think it's a true sequel, and yes, the reason for that is because it took all of the themes that the original set out and just pushed them to the extreme. And when I say extreme, I mean you can't make a show past the things that they made. They made a character which was just all about the song itself, and you can't make a sequel after that.
No.
You can't.
Well, I mean,
so when Macross Frontier came out, it was such a disappointment for me because you can't have a male character surpass Basara. And Kaomori even said...
You can try it.
Exactly.
You
Kaomori,
Cheryl, who writes lyrics in her own blood.
Stop. Kaomori didn't even... Kaomori even said that.
He
said you can't make a character that is more extreme than Basara, so what are we going to do? I know.
We put Alto in
I'll make a exactly.
I'm liking the sound of this.
That, and you know it fits logically. I guess that's the way you gotta go.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you see it as the true sequel.
It is the sequel.
Okay. The sequel.
The
yeah.
sequel.
The sequel.
The only.
Whereas Macross Plus was an OVA series, and the other thing, Macross Zero was an OVA series. Yeah. That's right.
I should say
one more thing. Some of the elements that appear in Macross 7, like the city inside that the skyscrapers poke out of the glass thing, those all came from the original plans that Kaomori had for Ulysses 31.
Mega Road.
No, but before that, Ulysses 31.
Oh wow.
Cause he wanted to do all this shit. And then of course it's owned by Deke, right? Deke Audiovisual.
Those Deeks.
They said no,
because French
Deke
audience was
every day on my way to high school.
Oh, that's cool.
Renato, I've got to ask, you remember the Deke logo and had the little baby going
Deke.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
That's very Moe when you think of it.
No, it's not. You to have Moe you need a story, at least a little bit.
You need prepubescent girls playing guitars and nothing else.
Are you trying to say that you don't like Milene? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because I think that she is a great character.
I'm more interested in robots.
But Milene is a great character because she... Like, one of the first characteristic things that I heard about Milene, right, is in one of the early episodes where she said, you know, I don't like people telling me what to do.
Right.
Whether it's my mother, my father, or you, or anyone else.
Right.
And...
Rebellion.
Most of those, even at the time, like even during the 90s, yeah, most of the girly characters didn't really have that. They were much more passive.
I think Eve would disagree. I think a lot of people disagree.
Eve wasn't even. She was a computer program.
Right.
Disagree,
she was naked going, oh no, please save me. Sector G7 or whatever.
Right. No, I was more weird.
Operator G7.
Operator G7. The Macross. Miss Macross 7 book.
Oh.
And saw Tomo Sakurai in the Milene outfit.
Yeah.
With a Milene. No, because she never wore anything that revealing.
Yeah.
No, and with the Milene bass.
Cool guitar that she had, though.
Yeah, she had the Milene bass. And I was like, wow, this girl's kind of hot.
Whoa.
What are you
saying?
Are you obsessing over a creepy woman?
No, I know. I'm obsessing over
Tomo Sakurai.
Sorry.
A man and a woman?
I'm obsessing over Chie Kajiura, too.
This is Japan, man. Super flat. Super flat all the way.
Yes, you're supposed to recoil at a kiss like a Zentradi soldier.
That's right. And be like, Dick Holmes! Ventran
and
Meltran.
It's the same damn thing. Jeebus!
Yeah, well, Billy's like, coming out of the ship and Ulysses was one of the things.
Most people recoil at sex. I don't recoil at sex.
I think Zentradi are the...
Can I say sex a couple more times? Sex.
It was written on the sound of Valkyrie at one point, you remember.
Yes, Warmaker.
Yes.
Okay, and it was at about that point that Matt Ault teleported out of the room, and we lost all contact with him, and he has not been heard from since. I've heard something about a cuppa or something. But look, so after that we sat down, took five, then we sat down and went and did our usual thing of what we've been watching, and some of the recent Macross news. So here we go. Enjoy.